Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, a second straight Thursday night game. How did the Bears rebound from their Thanksgiving Day loss?
I think you have to have the same approach to any time you lose a football game. And you're a professional athlete. You always have to get better, both as a team and the way you carry yourself during the week, to make sure you learn your job better. Learn the fundamentals, the techniques, and your assignments. You're going to have the insertion of a lot of young minds and bodies that are going to be fresh and ready to go with enthusiasm. You just have to make sure that you have the knowledge to get you through the game and make sure you can carry through your fundamentals and skills at 100%.
Before we get to the matchup with the Cowboys, take me into the mind of a player, because the first day of offseason workouts, you start working towards the playoffs. Now that that seems like it's not a possibility anymore, tell me about the motivation level and the incentives. Does it change for a player? Does it get hard to get up for a game, or is it the same thing?
The incentives out there at the end, if you don't have playoffs in your, you know, forward view, then yeah, it is different. But again, you're still judged every single practice, every single play, every single game. And again, it's not like you can go out there and give a lack of effort and just try to get to the game, because you're going to be exposed in practice. And I'm glad Jared Allen brought it up the other day, because you do need the efforts by everybody. And you need guys like Jonathan Bostic to emerge as the next Lance Briggs. And you need Will Sutton and Ego Ferguson to take over like the next Steve McMichael and Dan Hampton. So all those guys got to come up and play like inspired veterans, but it's challenging for a rookie.
Let's get to the Cowboys now. When you think of Dallas, you always think of Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, their passing attack. I believe last year's game was a shootout at Soldier Field that the Bears won by a big score. This year, though, it's a little bit different. DeMarco Murray and their running game. Dallas is very balanced. What kind of challenge does that present for the Bears' defense?
Dallas is riding in here on the shoulders of the offensive line, and that is really the key to success here, because everything starts with the influence of the running game. And if you can get the running game going with influence, it's going to get defenders that are thinking about their assignments, get them out of position, and get those open spaces for Tony Romo to find one of the best tight ends in football in Jason Witten, and one of the biggest wide receivers in the NFL in Dez Bryant.
Let's flip it to the other side of the ball now. The Dallas Cowboys, led by Rod Marinelli, our old buddy, so the Bears are familiar with the defensive scheme. Here's hoping that they're a little more balanced on offense Thursday night. How did the Bears attack Rod Marinelli and the Cowboys' defense? It's a cover two. It's the same one they saw against Tampa.
Yeah, you know, you're going to hear, I'm going to sound like a broken record. I need to start with Matt Forte getting 20 carries and 10 catches. I want to see the exact opposite, because I think if you can catch Dallas off balance, they have some issues within their defenses. Maybe they over-pursue to influence the opponent. So now if you can get Matt Forte in their heads in terms of the runner, you can get him out of position to get better opportunities for Martellus Bennett, for Matt Forte, and for the big receivers, Alshon and Brandon, and hopefully Marquise Wilson.
Tom, it's time for my favorite part of this segment, when I ask you to reflect on a memory against the team that the Bears are playing that week. When I think of Bears-Cowboys from your era, I think of the 44-0 game down in Dallas. I think it may still be the worst home loss in Cowboys history. To me, that really signaled the Bears were going to do great things. It was a total destruction.
You know, that all started back in the preseason. We played them early in the preseason, and Coach Ditka talked to us about how to act, how to stand at attention during the national anthem, how to present ourselves in front of Tom Landry, who he respected so much. That was his mentor. So he wanted to have a good showing of a preseason performance. Well, the third play of the game, it broke up in one of the biggest fights I've ever seen in my life. Randy White pulled the helmet out of Mark Bortz and swung and hit it with him. He got ejected out of the game, and from there, it was just up for grabs. So that 44-0 victory by the Bears in Dallas, it started back in the preseason. So that was really the instigator of what came to them later in the year.
Now, I know you played offense, but I heard a story that basically Mike Ditka respected him so much that he went to Buddy Ryan during that game and said, basically, stop blitzing, call the dogs off. And Buddy's like, I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, there's no emotional influence during the course of a game, especially if a guy has nothing attached to it. It's about his defense playing well, and I think that's what Buddy Ryan went into that game with.
Great stuff, Tom. As always, he's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.